Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
The following includes conversation relating to cryptocurrency. The information provided and discussed is strictly for educational and informational purposes only. Any use of any information is done so at your own risk. DV Radio LLC, as well as the hosts and guests of the show, take no responsibility if you wish to use any of the information in your daily life. Again, the topics discussed are strictly for informational and educational purposes only.
I am Chris, the CEO.
My name is Paul, I'm the COO.
I am Chris, aka Little Chris, the Chief Technical Officer.
My name is Zach. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer, better known as the WEN Marketing Officer, because it never gets done, right?
Affinity Innovations. Hour-long show, we will talk about Affinity, crypto in general, DeFi, blockchain technology, and just talk about anything, whatever the hell we feel like talking about.
Get to know us at a little more personal level.
Babbling nonsense.
Is there any cursing rules or anything?
No, you say whatever the fuck you want.
I think they'd be more worried if you didn't curse.
Love these guys.
Show me the money.
What's going on, everybody? It's actually not Sunday morning, but you are listening to Affinity Protocol right here on DVRadio.net, WDVR, or Twitch.tv/AffinityDeFi. We are off schedule this week due to the Easter holiday. We normally do our show on every other Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. Keep that in your mind for future reference. But tonight we are here 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on a Tuesday. Feels a little weird. how's everybody doing? Hope you're on your game. We have a little fun tonight. We talk about a whole lot of stuff. So what's going on, everybody?
Just chilling, man. I literally just came out of work like, I don't know, an hour, 15 minutes ago. Not even. I got home, had dinner, changed, said hi to my kids, and here we are.
I feel like my groove is thrown off. It's supposed to be team meeting.
Yeah, that is different, too. That is different, too.
Nighttime candlelit podcast.
It's nice out, bro.
It is fucking gorgeous. Yep. I'll tell you what, I worked this whole week, but I got Friday off, and it's supposed to be 82 on Friday.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been beautiful, though.
82.
I do not have Friday off, but my household finally doesn't have the plague. So, I mean, I got that going for me.
You got at least a few more days before somebody else gets sick.
Yeah, right?
Oh, speaking of which, you want to hear something pretty gross? It involves sickness. Yeah, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. Right. So,
do I really have to?
I'm not joking with you. I was literally just told this story right before coming down here to do the podcast. My wife works in the school and she goes, she said, hey, so this lady that works there, she was helping out one of the kids and, apparently the kid had a cold or something, and as she's talking to the kid fucking sneezes right in her mouth.
Oh, right. Oh no!
Right,
I'm all set, dude.
In her open mouth while she's talking. The worst part, or the best part, ironically, in this story is the next day the kid was out of school. I guess sick with like pneumonia or something. So she's like, I guess I'm going home. Kid just sneezed in her mouth the day before, found out the kid had pneumonia. That's great.
Yeah, no thanks, man.
That's awful, man. Yeah, fuck that.
Yep.
I don't know how popular it is, but so I guess there's also like at my son's daycare, there's strep throat going around. And I guess in younger kids, that shit can develop into a scarlet fever.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they sent out that email notification and all I could think of was like, yo, what in like the 1870s is this? We got scarlet fever up in here? Like, the fuck is that?
They sent my kid home for rickets. Oh, man, come on. That's great.
I don't know this stuff, man.
Yeah. It'll be the new epidemic, scarlet fever. You know, get some that other shit. Man, what's that shit make your limbs fall off? Way back.
Leprosy?
Leprosy. Got leprosy making a comeback.
Man, we going biblical up in here, apparently.
Oh man. Hey, so since our last Affinity Protocol, we had April Fool's Day come and go. Did anybody have any pranks put on them, do any pranks, or hear of any notoriable pranks that we can hear about?
Nah, man, my life boring.
Oh, I figured that. I mean, I'm not too far behind you with that, but.
No. Nope. I ain't got nothing out of me.
Just come on, save us, bro. Nothing. Damn.
Nope. I'm also thinking about something on Twitter. I didn't even see anything on Twitter.
I saw on Facebook that Sour Patch Kids put out this, like, a post saying that they were closing down shop. It was on March 31st, but obviously it's for April Fools.
Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
Man, don't tell my kid that, man. He love them shit. Yes,
I know, me too.
Chris like, wait, what you mean they gone, man?
Going to deep depression, man. Let me call it Meat Eeyore.
What is your favorite candy?
Mine?
Yeah.
It might be Sour Patch Kids. I don't know. Like all of that. I like sour stuff. Sour and fruity type stuff. Like, you know those, you know, I really like, my wife actually just bought me some yesterday. You know those, they're like ribbons. Get them at candy store usually in the little thing where you pick them out with the tongs.
Oh, yeah.
The ribbons, they're sour.
Yep.
Yeah, those are so good.
Like, you ever had runts, right?
Runts, yes.
Not just runts, so the banana in the runts, just the banana.
Oh, that's like my least favorite, and I like banana.
Oh my goodness, what the hell?
I don't know why.
I don't know. Now that's it. Only the banana ones. If I could eat just the banana ones, or someone sold them, I'm sure they do.
They do.
I'm saying this now. They probably sell them separately, I'm sure, but yeah.
Yeah, they 100% do.
Yeah, I fuck with runs.
Runs bananas, good. Man.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's it. My kid likes Sour Patch Kids too, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah, them, and then Swedish Fish.
Swedish Fish, man, that's like the candy corn of candies, dude.
Oh, wait, what? Hey, nobody hitting on candy corn, dog. Candy corn's pretty fucking good. I don't want to hear that.
Bro, candy corn terrible, first of all. And Swedish Fish, like the fucking candy corn of any sort of like gummy snack. I would rather have my kids fucking Paw Patrol packaged gummy snacks.
Oh, man. Than
Swedish Fish.
Swedish Fish is so good. Especially when they had the grape ones, which they don't make anymore.
Man, I bet you like Twizzlers too, don't you?
I love Twizzlers.
Oh my.
No. God. I bet you like black licorice.
No.
You like black licorice. Nah. You gross.
Yeah, you like the Werther's Originals, you old fuck.
Hey man, you said it, not us.
True. Yeah, nah.
Oh shit, man. So what else? Oh, we had Easter. Yeah, Easter was last Sunday. It was a good time. Hung out with the in-laws as usual. And, you know, didn't do a whole lot of anything. Hung out with my wife's crazy family. She has this aunt and uncle that come to every event, every holiday event, every birthday. And man,
is that the uncle that drinks a lot?
Yeah. Uncle Vinny? Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, I know where this story's going.
It's Uncle Joe. I'm not joking. Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe, oh, okay.
Made crazy.
You wrap your fucking head with a wrench.
That's it. I do crazy. I'm all set with that. So what everybody else do? What got anything good happen this weekend?
Obviously an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many did you find?
Easter eggs.
144.
What?
144.
Yeah. You found 144.
I didn't. My kid didn't.
Yeah. Well, how long were you out there? You out there for like a week and a half?
Hell no. I did that shit now. I was...
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot of eggs.
Man, we set them kids up right. Come on now.
That's a lot. Yeah,
can't
much.
Even 3 weeks. Can't even 3 weeks. Three people right there. Oh my God.
Was this Halloween 2.0?
Well, kind of. I mean, let's be honest here. How much of the candy did they eat and how much of candy do we eat, you know?
Yeah, I had exactly 32 eggs.
That's it? 32? Oh, I know why you said that. You're stupid. You're stupid.
Yeah.
No, no reason.
Anyways.
Come on, man. Yeah, come pass it up.
Running in dumb bitch.
I couldn't oh, pass God. It up.
No. This horizon keeps running into me.
All right, let's get on track. Nobody else got anything for this weekend to share. We can move along to some things that are going on in the news. I mean, today was a damn good day, right? Bitcoin, 30K. Gotta be happy about that.
I'd like to see that.
You know, that's a mental milestone there and some resistance. I mean, if we can pull that off and stay above 30, I know we got some data coming out, which is likely a driving factor behind it. We'll see what the consumer
likes to report. Index. I gained $2 on my one stock that I invest in today. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, shit. $2. It's got, was that like a 0.02%?
Big spender over here, man.
Man.
I think I saw a tweet that someone was trying to shit on Bitcoin. They're saying it was like 100% down from all time high. And I was like, hey, your math is a little bit off, buddy.
100% down. That ain't how it works. that's not how it works.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure that math adds up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Percentage is a hell of a thing to master. But no, that's good. So they're talking about the consumer data, you know, that's coming out and whether or not it's gonna stay cool and they potentially, won't raise rates again and all that other bullshit. So we'll see what happens once the data comes out. But
yeah, that'd be nice.
Yep.
Some nice little turnaround for summer. Lower rates just in time for people to spend money.
I saw something that this is the first year that banks have taken a loss on mortgages.
Really?
Yeah. That's the first year in history that banks have taken a loss on mortgages.
Doesn't even make sense to me. I haven't heard of anything like foreclosures. I haven't been going up, at least I haven't been reporting it. Mortgage rates are up and the rate at which people are acquiring mortgages hasn't fallen off that hard. That doesn't make that much sense to me, but hey, the data says it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look closer at it if I cared that much, but that's
I mean, you are a bank.
All
I care
about. Surprising though, man. It's just surprising that.
That's about fucking time, though.
Yeah.
You can see a little turnaround. So FYI, if I disappear for like 20 seconds, this is an off time for the podcast, and I hear my kid trampling around upstairs, so God only knows what he needs.
All right, if I come down here, my kid's yelling outside the door. And I go up there, and I'm like, hey, I'm about to start recording and going live. So do you mind not yelling right outside my door? I shut the door. I make it halfway down the stairs. Starts yelling outside the door again. I'm like, are you serious? Come on.
Did you not just hear the words come out of my mouth?
It's not a lead door, man. I can hear you.
Shit. I get that one all the time. Are you going downstairs to work? I'm like, yes, I'm going downstairs to work. Like, are you really working though? Like, the fuck did I just say? Like 5 minutes later, they come downstairs. I'm like, can I help you? Well, I was just seeing what you were doing. Like, I feel like we've had this conversation. I'm working.
Tell you what I'm not doing, having this conversation anymore.
Right.
Oh, shit. What the hell else was I reading? I know, Chris, you wanted to talk about the
Restrict Act.
Restrict Act, yeah. And then we got news on Ethereum, too. Well, go ahead, man. Go ahead, because I know you've been wanting.
No. Let's do the Ethereum news, because I feel like we're going to start talking legal shit, and it's just going to go high and right, and that's going to dominate the rest of the day. Well, we know us.
Yeah. Ethereum's got their update coming. It's kind of highly anticipated, but like, you know, so Ethereum right now, I don't know right this second, but trading around 1900 in the wake of this news with obviously everything else with Bitcoin and the whole market being up. But with this new update, it's going to allow some very, very long stakes to be unstaked. And it's gonna be changing some rules for the better in a lot of cases, but obviously people are concerned because it's gonna, with all that ETH getting unstaked from Beacon Chain, it's gonna like dilute the amount that's in the open market and not locked up. So there's some concern on it, but at the same time, it's also, it could be looked at as bullish because of the way the upgrade is gonna work and allow more accessibility to validator nodes and you know, more people to stake and not lock shit up and that kind of thing. So there are some potential regulation flags that could be drawn from it, but at the same time, it's gonna help decentralize Ethereum a little bit more. But then also the market's gonna get diluted with available ETH out on the market shortly. So. Yep, so we'll see how that all plays out. That's coming. When's that supposed to happen? Chris, you know anything more about that on the date on that? It's like a couple days from now or something?
No, I don't. I just seen articles about it.
Yeah, I think it's for the next couple of days, but that's going to be interesting to watch. Maybe participate in. I don't know.
Participate. This shit's just gonna go rock bottom.
I know. We already heard first. If I'm participating, get out.
Yeah, you better chill out with that stuff, there, guy.
Yep. All right, Chris. I guess Chris gave Paul gave us the green light to discuss legal stuff.
Yep. So, backstory. For those who haven't been following. There's been big controversy within the United States with the banning of TikTok. For those who don't know what TikTok is, it's just a social media website that allows quick videos and whatnot.
Don't know what TikTok is. Get off from under your rock.
You talking about TikTok right there, man?
So with the banning of, well, the conversation banning TikTok, the Restrict Act, which is, SB 686, which is sure. Basically, what was that?
I said, sure.
which is basically just giving the United States government, the federal government, more permission into your internet accessible devices. So whether that's your mobile phone, your computer, IoT devices, like if you have a Ring camera or if you have internet access lights in your room, basically the federal government will have power to essentially overview that. The main thing behind it is basically so the United States can identify foreign adversaries and any technology that comes from those foreign adversaries can be flagged and then essentially banned in the United States. I believe it was Department of Communications would basically be stood up with a head that doesn't report, that's basically not elected in by the people. It's solely elected in by the president. That
a communication head essentially can just create a whole team of whoever they want to essentially process and decide all these decisions on mobile applications, devices, et cetera. If, let's say, you access a banned app using a VPN, you can potentially face up to 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's almost like taking the Patriot Act to an extreme.
I was going to say, modern day Patriot Act.
The main thing I see with the problem with it is, for one, I may be wrong, I'm not a legal expert, but it's a direct violation of the Ninth Amendment.
Why don't you go ahead and elaborate on that, Chris, for people who have...
Yeah, so the Ninth Amendment in the United States, essentially, it's basically, in a layman's term, is anything that's not covered under the Constitution is reserved for the state and or people. So, for example, the right to privacy is not directly in the Constitution, but under the Ninth Amendment, the right to privacy is and should be covered.
Yeah, shit like that's implied.
Yeah.
You know, but when it comes to law, nothing is really implied under law. I mean, they use that argument, but it doesn't usually hold. Yeah, that's insane. And what they're doing is, they're trying to sneak all this shit in under, you know, the premise that, oh, we're just going after TikTok. Because I think a lot of people, maybe not if you're under the age of 14, but a lot of people agree that there is some, sketchy shit with TikTok. And even if it's not, you know, you're not concerned or you don't believe that there's sketchy stuff with data collection and sharing information with, you know, the CCP or anything like that, it's still like, I don't know, TikTok to me is like a toxic ass mobile app. Like, it, I don't know. I know a lot of people have fun on it, but there's so much dumb shit, and I don't know, I think it does a lot more bad for society than it does good, but either rate, that's not a reason to ban it. The reason to ban it would be if there is, in fact, you know, hard data saying that there's information being stolen and shared with foreign governments. But that doesn't mean that, but they do that shit all the time in the government, right? Hide other things and bills and laws that they don't talk about. They just hide it in there. In 600 and 700 pages. That's the thing too,
right? So, well, one of the big things on this is that they're talking about the imposition of basically a risk factor for any kind of that information technology device or technology site. I can't remember exactly what they call it. But one of the areas where it talks about poses an undue or unacceptable risk of coercive or criminal activities by a foreign adversary that are designed to undermine democratic processes and institutions or steer policy and regulatory decisions in favor of the strategic objectives of a foreign adversary to the detriment of national security of the United States as deemed by blah, 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 blah. So basically, like, look, I get it, but to me, like, that kind of takes away the inherent right of freedom of speech. Because you're telling me that we can't have anyone that goes on and analyzes the workings of a socialist government and post about it without having it come back on them like, oh, you're doing something that is going to undermine a democratic process just by talking about it. Like, that is a blanket covering up history, covering up, like, you know, it's just like taking teachings out of a kid's book at school.
Yep.
Is this good or is this not good? So that's kind of,
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not good. They're basically avoiding the main issue at hand, which is common with the United States government. What really needs to be instituted is a privacy law. It's a privacy law. So something like GDPR, which is the European Union's basically privacy law that basically is pretty in depth on protecting the privacy of your citizens. And there's a bunch of around the world. The United States is actually, I believe, one of the few quote unquote first world countries without an actual privacy act, law, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's too much money and not allowing that kind of shit. Like just like when you post one of the problems people have with creating mobile apps is adhering to like European laws and stuff, because you have to meet certain criteria or give certain information and transparencies if you're going to allow that app to be in certain countries.
Yeah, like big example is Apple. If anybody has Apple devices, you've been seeing, I believe, since like late iOS 15, early iOS 16 updates, a lot of apps ask not to track or to track. That is basically a big portion of Apple basically trying to comply with all these regulatory bodies.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to do, really. Almost everybody's going to have something to bitch about.
But it is needed to protect our data, though.
True.
Yeah, there's way too much money in it.
It's hard to make everybody happy, that's all.
Big data is like the most profitable shit in the world. Like selling people's data, collecting their data, it's insane how much money is made off it. I read an article, and this was a couple of years back, that it was stating that it was approximately, I think, $25 a person to get data on them. And I'm not talking about anything really private. We're talking just like almost public info too, like address, phone number, email address, name, but being able to associate that all with an individual, that's and then selling that was worth about $20-$25 a person.
That's pretty expensive, actually.
Yeah, and then multiply that by thousands.
About millions.
Well, millions, but yeah.
Man, I'm worth more than $25.
Well, I guess that's about your US, but yeah.
At least like $32.50.
That's not even counting the profitability of people selling people's information on the darknet.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, this is just legal shit. And again, like I said, that's like the minimal data. That doesn't get into like if you're tracking people's clicking habits and tracking people's spending habits and all that, then it gets much more expensive.
I feel like it's a typical U.S. government knee-jerk reaction to something they don't like. And instead of taking time and finding the right methodology that's going to actually be something that is good for the general public, they're doing the, well, we're just going to take it way the fuck overboard.
Yep.
Just like with the Patriot Act. If we call it terrorism, it's terrorism, and it's shut down, done.
Yeah, I got a question. Why am I hearing myself echo through Zach, but I don't hear anybody else echo through Zach?
I don't know. Question.
Because you need to learn how to use your system? I don't know, man.
Nah, I'm watching him light up. Not anymore, but... Oh, yeah, there he goes.
He wanted to hear you really, really well, so we turned you up really well. Turned me way up,
yep.
Mm-hmm. You're the best.
Oh, I know.
So I have this shit turned down so fucking low, so I can't hear footsteps or anything. I just get run up on from behind. It's pretty great. But I love it for the fun.
Good. It turned me down.
Yeah, I'll mute you.
So what else? What the hell's going on? So, man, that is really annoying.
Are you really double? I don't know.
Yeah, every time I talk, I see you light up and I can hear myself.
Really?
Well, keep saying something. I want to see if I hear, if I see it.
Man, we ain't doing no mic check right now. We live, man. You better see that shit.
It's just annoying me. Anyway, we'll move on.
Come on. You know you like to hear yourself talk. Shut up.
Come on. I like to have everybody else hear me talk.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you that one.
Oh, man. So, ask my son. It's pretty good. I asked him what he wants for his birthday. His birthday is this weekend. And he says, I want this Lego set. So, yeah. What is it? Send me a link. Sends me a link. Fucking Lego set, $600.
Oh, my God. What is it?
I don't even know. Like a Bugatti or some shit? No, that one was $400. He wanted the Titanic. That one was $600.
I did not even know they made $600 Lego sets. What the fuck,
dude? Really? Legos can go into the thousands.
What?
Yes.
Man, my kid gotta get some $20 shit. You know what I'm saying?
I bought Kaylee a Bowser for Christmas. That was $400.
Like, you can make engines with Legos.
It's pretty sick. It's a fully functioning Bowser. It's just like all the limbs move. It shoots fireballs out of his fucking mouth. It's 3,000 pieces. I don't know. It's cool as fuck. But
bro, I'm all set on paying $600 for a Lego set where I'm just going to have to take the dog to the fucking vet and get their stomach pumped from eating it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all set, dude.
I'm waiting for them to put AI into the Lego sets. Then I might spend $1,000 on a Lego set.
Hey, we ain't far off, that's for sure.
Put that shit together. I can have it do the dishes, have it cook for me until it takes over my house, rushes me outside.
Wake up, all the kids are strapped. Fucking
Lego, Lego will be better than
it'll be spreading Legos all over the floor to get me step on and barefoot.
People laugh at you.
This is my house now.
Yeah. Oh, what did I read something? Chris, you might have read it. Hopefully you did, because I didn't read the full article because I was perusing through something. So I just seen like a blurb about it. But it was it Google and somebody else like took AI to the next level? Where it was like at the almost like a genetic level for AI, like some crazy shit that was gonna like push it further than people have anticipated at this point. I still looked that up. What
do you mean? I'm not going to say what I wanted to say. That was,
that's the thing. I haven't read it, so I don't want to like.
Bro, you talking about Skynet?
Like Skynet. No, but you know how like the whole thing about AI is like it doesn't have emotion. It doesn't, you know, make irrational decisions. It, you know, like it's very logical and it's programmed and it is what it is, but it does learn. So the next step to that would be where you can simulate emotions, simulate that kind of shit in AI. So it acts more human. That's where it crosses over into that scary realm, because the one thing that I believe separates human from machine that makes machines actually a little bit safer is the fact that humans are emotional, and emotions are usually what cause us to do some crazy shit. So if you get AI that's basically like, you know, unlimited intelligence, and then give it the ability to have emotion and shit and think irrationally, that's it. It's over. Game's over.
Man, you about to get locked up, kid.
FBI in New York has to.
I'm just saying.
Dude is furiously scribbling notes right now as he listens.
Always Sunny meme. Fucking Charlie standing at the board.
With the mail.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go look up those articles, man. Because now I got to know what they are. I just seen it in between meetings and everything else. And I was like, oh, shit. That's crazy. Now I got to get the deets on it, because it's that would be something else.
No, I'm all set, man.
Yep.
I got trouble with the lawnmower, man. I ain't trying to have that nonsense in my life.
You're going to put AI in your lawnmower. It's going to run you over.
That's the problem. Man, I'll be out there with a pair of scissors cutting that grass.
You ever seen Maximum Overdrive?
Nah.
Stephen King movie? Or read the book?
Nah.
Go check that out.
You ever seen Smart House?
No.
Yes.
A B movie? Sounds like a B movie.
It was a Disney movie.
A Disney movie.
Yeah. Have you seen Idiocracy? That's what we're coming to, man.
Yeah.
That's what society coming to, man.
It's like Smart House.
Gatorade on the crops.
Smart House was really what IoT, Internet of Things, was basically supposed to go and probably will still go. And then AI on top of that. And then essentially the AI just goes rogue and locks it. I don't know if it's the kids or the whole family, but locks them inside the house and shit. And they have to battle the AI inside the house.
It's a Disney movie?
Yeah, I'm all set with that, too. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a Disney movie, dog.
This is an OG Disney movie, like 2000.
Are you talking about some Spy Kids stuff?
Spy Kids. Oh, man. I gotta watch out for that stuff. AI coming for your job.
It took her jobs. It took her jobs. Oh, my God, it took her jobs. That's not wrestling. Oh man, I need to catch up on some South Park, man.
Dude, I'm gonna talk about South Park real quick. I'm pretty mad at the most recent season. So it's a total of 6 episodes, so you know. The whole season. Total of 6.
Oh, it's over then?
Yeah, that's it. All they did was 6. So they signed it, dude. I didn't realize the deal that fucking South Park signed with HBO. So they signed for 7 seasons and 14 movies.
What?
Yes. Wow. 7 wow. seasons and 14 fucking movies. So all of their attention is going to go towards the movies. And they've only done one. The one movie they've done was the COVID.
No, they did 2 of them.
Recently?
They did 2 COVID movies. They did one that was like, I think it was at the height, and then they did one that was like post-COVID.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's not like they don't have good content, though. Like,
oh, they do, 100%. Well, they don't. I mean, everything as of late was completely up to date. Being a little, of course, magic nerd myself, the most recent one was fucking hilarious because they just talk about Warhammer 40K. It's pretty great. Was the 5th one was about ChatGPT as well.
Oh, that one was good.
That was pretty fucking good.
I did, in my hunt for that article, I did just stumble across another one that's kind of scary. Apparently Raytheon is researching AI and machine learning for their next-gen field defense.
Like, we know how bad Blue Force Tracker was.
Like, that's kind of scary. AI and machine learning and military weapons. Okay. See how this goes.
That's literally Skynet.
Yes.
Great. So we're at that point. When is the robot from the future going to get sent back in time to help fix it?
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, fuck yeah. Another movie.
I'm going to be out at the pub getting a burger and fries and some naked dude going to walk in. I'm going to be like, oh shit, here we go. Yeah, I got you spare set of threads in my car. Just come with me, dog.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, we're in chat here. N2 trying to get us to talk some proof of concept. Not going to happen. In due time, my friend. What I do want to talk about. What did I want to talk about? I wanted to talk because I think it was Chris and I. We were having this conversation about the way, I think me and Zach might have too, but the way kind of centralization is happening, or how it's inherent in the way node activity is with blockchains. Notably, a couple that are being talked about with whether it's proof of stake or proof of authority and the way that works. And you know, it kind of stems back to the Ethereum conversation with the changes that they're making and how the SEC may potentially keep going at them or whoever specifically for proof of stake, because when you're yielding returns, that implies that it's security driven. You're earning a yield on holding an asset, which is something that is typically a property of an asset. So we were looking at some of that stuff, and proof of stake very much is under fire right now. And some other ways of doing things like proof of work, which is probably the most decentralized, which is what Bitcoin is, where if you're not familiar with what that is, that's where mining comes into play, where people are setting up workstations, mining computers, servers, whatever it may be, powerful enough to run these algorithms to help validate on the blockchain, the Bitcoin blockchain, and in return, they get rewarded with a very, very small amount of Bitcoin every time it figures out and solves the puzzle in order to validate. That's what mining is. So that one is very much decentralized because anybody can mine. As long as you have the money and the horsepower and a system, anybody can mine. The other one that keeps getting brought up is proof of authority. Now, one thing about proof of authority that we were discussing when we were talking about a lot of these ideas and talking about subject matter for Affinity Protocol and all that was, proof of authority is literally handing somebody a node, a validator node, and saying, okay, you're going to control this. And I know you own this and I know you control it. Nobody else can. And the only way to participate in validating and the only way to participate with the chain from that standpoint is to get permission from the creating entity of that chain and allow somebody to set up a node. And it involves KYC and it involves a bunch of other stuff. So all of the nodes are, they were given the authority. That's why it's called proof of authority. They were given the authority to have and possess and control that node. So I forget where the hell I was going with this, but anyway, we were talking
centralization,
about all this.
Everything moving towards centralization.
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day and the, it seems that some trying to dodge regulation are getting pushed further into centralization. And that's kind of a scary theme. Like we don't want to see that happen just because the SEC or whoever is putting pressure on something and we're seeing people, whether it's on purpose or whether it's due to ignorance or whatever it is, we don't want to get more centralized. So that's my lesson on validation methods for tonight.
So why'd you want to talk about that, Chris?
You only lost your train of thought once.
I know. Fuck, I'm getting old.
Mm-hmm. Can I make pills for that?
Getting? You already are.
Why'd you want to talk about that, Chris?
Just because research and everything. When there's so much shit going on, there's so much changing, and there's so many, there's different and better ways to do things. And watching just what's going on around us, there's some great things happening, but then there's some lazy things happening. And it's hard to ignore the lazy things that happen. And you see stuff all, you know, every day. And it's like, why? And again, it could be straight out of ignorance, and it could be out of laziness. Like somebody says, hey, this is just the easy way to do things. Or it could be, again, on purpose. You know, there are a lot of companies and a lot of people out there that want to be centralized, want that control. But, you know, hey, more power to them. But that's, I kind of want to bring that up because we do that shit all the time, just looking at methods, people's madness.
Do you think this almost underlying movement towards centralization is due to the potential of impending regulation from government?
It could be, but to me, that's asked backwards. Because now you're accepting all of the risk and all of fuck, man, help me out. What's the word I'm looking for? Liability. Thank you, Chris. You're accepting all the liability and all the risk and everything else when it's centralized. If there is regulation that comes down, there's no way you can say, oh, well, we don't have control over it. But I can see on the flip side, it could be
like people trying to get ahead before it comes down so they can, you know, be the first. History shows you that whoever is the first is usually the most popular.
That's true. But maybe for the wrong reasons, you're the most popular.
Well, I didn't say that wasn't true. That's very obviously true. But I mean, like, even with the rise of Amazon and how it's doing now, like, for the longest time, where did you shop online? Not just bidding on stuff, but like direct buy was eBay.
Yes.
And sure, Amazon is bigger now, 100% give them that. But for a very long time, eBay dominated. So you have to think, which is better for short-term success? To be the first or to end up being the better? And I think that people are looking for short-term success because that's how crypto is.
Yep.
No one cares for the long game. So they're going for the quick success that they can. And if they can be the first ones that meet all regulatory requirements, they're going to be the most popular. They're going to have the money raking in. And they don't care if somebody comes by and does it better because by that time they've made their money.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right with that. That's part of it. But the scary part is if you're not careful, you could be the ones that break some law. And there's a lot of existing laws that are being broken or can be broken, never mind the ones that are coming. So you can be successful, but then you're paying a target on your back, and now you're spending the next few years in court. I mean, look at XRP, right? You're spending, and hopefully everything works out for them. It looks like it's going to go positive for them. And if it does, yes, they got a lot of press from this. But if it goes the other way with anybody else or even with them or whoever, that's a huge blow, not only to them, but for everybody that's holding. And then obviously the world of crypto. It's a risk any way you slice it, man.
So I guess another question is, though, is if there's enough people, right, like take either one of those methodologies, like the one I brought up, for example, where people are trying to get ahead of the game so they can be numero uno. Do you think that is creating a domino effect where others are starting to maybe not necessarily put the, you know, start doing it, but put the plans in motion to do it so that they can meet the competition? And at the same time, is that becoming so well known that it's going to drive the regulatory force to basically go into effect sooner than it should have and thus probably not be as good as it should be?
Maybe. I think that is happening on some levels, but not as widespread, especially in the BSC bubble. Definitely not. You know, let's be real. ESC is lazy.
Oh, CZ ain't getting along with the U.S. government. Come on.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Isn't there rumor that homie's getting extradited if he comes over here?
Yeah, maybe. That
dude at McAfee level notoriety right now with the U.S. government. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, and truthfully, like, speaking of lazy, the majority, even we're talking about non obvious scams that are out there, right? There's some real obvious ones. They just rug pull, move on, go fucking whatever. But even the ones that aren't scams or not obvious scams, there's a lot of lazy people out there. And like you said, it's how can I get to market either first or with somebody and just compete to try to make money? And then whatever happens, fuck it. I made my money. That is a lot. I would say that's, not as high as maybe these days it's higher than the scams because we don't see as many scams anymore, or at least the direct rug pulls, like they come and go on within 15 minutes, as we did like a year and a half ago. But now it seems to be the quote unquote scam seems to be, how can we be as lazy as possible to just create whatever the fuck we can think of that either already exists or compete in something that has enough customer base where we can get people excited about it for a short period of time and just keep cloning the same garbage all over and over again until nobody cares about us anymore. We made our money. See you later.
Well, I mean, that's very prevalent right now.
Yes.
Because again, people even the people that are investing in it are looking for the quick money. So they're going to do whatever they can to do the quick money. And if there's a new, they're going to follow the trend of like, oh, these guys are going to launch, prices are going to skyrocket at launch. I'm going to, get it on pre-sale or, do whatever kind of show competition I can. I'm in, I'm selling within 10 minutes because I'm getting mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they hang on for a little bit because they know something is, they're going to drop news about, NFT platform coming to something or something. And then they're out. How many times have we seen that? Oh, metaverse. Let me create a metaverse or.
But that's where, again, that's like that domino effect thing because it's popular and creators know that investors are looking for the quick turnaround, the quick flip. All they got to do is have, acceptable taxes where they're taking pieces of the pie there. They make their money. They don't care.
Yep.
Project dies.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where you have that kind of crossover between people that probably should be short-term investors, especially depending on what they're getting into and what they're playing in, and the people that believe in the tech. And most of the people that are like buying and holding Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, Algorand, they believe in the tech. And there's probably maybe 50-50 or a little less or whatever that are kind of both, or most people are anyway. Like you believe in the tech, but because you believe in the tech, you believe that the price of whatever asset you're holding is going to net you a very good return. Because you believe in the tech, not because you believe whoever the hell influencer is going to shill them enough to get a pump out of it and allow you to dump within 30 days of whatever. But because you really believe that in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, that they are going to put in the work to do whatever it is, whatever is in their roadmap, whatever their niche is in the space to draw that attention, to draw that revenue, to draw that price action in their token or coin or whatever asset it may be. So those are the people that should be looking at, I need to do this. I'm going to be, holding long term, all that kind of stuff. The ones that get trapped are the ones that are on the back end of what you were just talking about. There's some bullshit that comes out. Somebody's going to just clone some shit to drive some hype for a little bit and then disappear. And the people that have that mindset and the wrong assets are the ones that get fucked. Exit liquidity.
I love that term.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, people really have to look at themselves and ask that question of whether or not they believe in the technology as a whole, and if they believe that the company and the people behind the company or the project, if they're not a company, believes in the tech as well and is going to do things to change it.
I mean, I don't think you really see people coming out of the woodwork for that during a long-term bear market, though.
No.
Because no one's going to waste their time and effort to yield themselves no return as well if the market is just garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw, you know, for every innovative product that was out, there was, you know, 5 to 10 rug pulls during that huge, you know, bull run that was happening, you know, close to when we first got in the space. But
yeah,
you actually had people coming out with some innovative stuff during that time frame as well.
Yeah, they just couldn't survive. And unfortunately, when they can't survive, a lot of them turn to rug pulls or whatever, or they just go under. But, you know, hey, I'm excited for what's coming. I'm excited for a lot of shit. And again, it might take a few more months for us to turn things around. It might take another year or two. Who the fuck knows, man? Every time I turn around, I feel like there's some new news coming out over the around the globe about something going on that's dragging the damn economy down or holding it back, suppressing it. So that's, I was really happy to see Bitcoin with some price action today. It was good to see. I want to see more attention come back in. I want to see more people interested in it, more people interested in the technology. Get excited about what's to come again.
Do that fucking, before we close this up, you said thing at RFK said?
No.
He put like a whole fucking thing on Twitter backing Bitcoin and how the government's, I don't want to quote it, misquote it, but just go look it up. Robert Kennedy, he tweeted about it.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Pretty interesting.
Yep. Hey, we'll see how it goes, but we're here. We're doing things. We'll continue to do things until my old ass is no longer here, right?
I was going to say to you, your old ass is even older.
Make sure you sign the company over before you go.
Well, I have to. It's a corporation. I don't own it.
I mean, you might forget on your way out. You feel me? So,
ooh, that's valid right there. Yeah,
yeah, you should probably do that shit now.
Alrighty, mate. We good.
When we get to age, you're gonna wake up, be like, "What's crypto?"
Nah, I'm gonna.
I don't remember.
I'm gonna give my share over to. Nah, I ain't gonna say it.
Because. Rover?
Oh, no. My God.
No. No, man.
I'll make it easy for you, that's all.
I'll just give it away on a Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sure. That's where we'll run with them, like, 5-6 hour things of marbles right there. Winner takes it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. It's been an hour. It is now at 9:30 p.m. You have been listening to Affinity Protocol, whether you like it or not. Hopefully we weren't just some background noise and you were paying attention. Yes, Thomas Anderson, you absolutely still do suck. And we'll be back here in less than 14 days now. Because this is our off week. So, catch us again here in about 12 days, Sunday, the 23rd, 10:30 a.m. right here live on Twitch and DVRadio.net. But now I'm going to turn it over to everybody else. Make sure they got nothing else to add. And then we're going to end this show for tonight.
Yeah, I just had one thing, man. You old. That's all I had. You old.
All right, Paul. I appreciate you.
Anybody listening, remember we have an AMA on Friday on Binance Live with Crypto Jamie. We're pretty excited about that. Homie gets a lot of viewers over there. He has a pretty good backing, so excited for that. Hopefully that's good AMA. We get that on Friday in the afternoon. And we also have Affinity Friday that night as well. And then we have another AMA on Sunday. So make sure you keep an eye out for all the shit we got going on this week.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I'm a little talked out after today's AMA. Went on for an hour and a half. But yes, my brain is a little foggy. I apologize. Anyway, Chris, you got anything, man?
Nothing for me.
No, I wasn't even going to say. I was just going to go, you got anything? Nothing. No. I'm going to have to go back into the recordings and see if you have a couple times you've had something to say. Anyway. All right. We're out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We'll talk to you soon. Take it easy.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.